but I think this kind of plan that the Flats has for the younger guys, including myself, as far as preparing us to play at more than just one position. And so when Jimmy got banged up and they needed me in at left guard, you know, I was prepared for that.
I mean, did you, when you looked at the tape, were you sitting there going, that was good?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, because when you look at film, you always look at techniques, things, so you always see things that you can improve on. So, you know, it's pretty much impossible to play a perfect game. So there's always things that you can improve on, and at the end of the day, we didn't get the win, so.
James, how do you feel about this opportunity? Obviously, you don't like to get it this way, but, you know, this is a big chance for you.
Definitely, you know, our plan is just to make the most of it. And play well. You know, I've already played before. I started against Dallas, our first game. I played against Kansas at right guard. So I've already done it. So for me, it's just to, you know, like to show the coaching staff that I'm the right guy for the job.
Do you think that this is key for you? I mean, you know, because you only get, you know, I think this is your third year.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are saying, you know, by your third year, you have to, you know, you have to really show something.
I haven't really heard that. I mean, for me, it's just, you know, just the pressure that you're putting yourself to perform as a competitor. There's no kind of, like, do or die. For me, it's just you know, just compete and go out there and try to do my best.
Has it changed for you throughout the process, the idea of competing for a spot? I mean, because you've been put into this competition at several different spots the last couple of years, and now, you know, you're at this point. I mean, do you feel like you're a different player now in this spot?
I mean, not from a competitive standpoint as far as between me and the other guys. I just feel like, just as a player, I've grown, just, you know, just from your rookie year during the lockout, you know, to now, just having just a better grasp of the offense and kind of just knowing what I'm doing. And being my third year, I'm not exactly a rookie anymore, so I'm kind of, you know, kind of viewed as one of the older guys on the line, and we kind of have a young line when you think about it at this point anyway. So.
Do you kind of, like, have to, you know, pick yourself up and, you know, a couple of times look like you're going to play and then you didn't play? I mean, has it been an up-and-down season where you had to pick yourself up a couple of times?
No, honestly, you know, after the first game this season, I just prepared for every game as if I was going to play, or just because you never know what's going to happen in the course of a game. You know, like, there's times where, like, a guy may have to go use the bathroom or something. And you got to go out there. So it's not just, you know, from a guy getting banged up perspective. So, I mean, for me, is, you know, you just always want to be ready.
You've had to prepare for tackle, guard, then you came in as the extra tight end, mm-hmm. the extra blocker. Mm-hmm. Now you're back to guard. Do you feel more comfortable knowing that this is your assignment now and this is what you're going to be playing?
You know, I feel kind of comfortable wherever, just because Flats has had me play so much at all the positions except for center, and, you know, and last year I did the big stuff already, so, like, the big stuff I was already comfortable with, and then during the offseason I did right guard, and then during the preseason I was doing left guard, so, and then during, you know, practice this whole season so far, I've done left guard and right tackle, so I've done them all.